Welcome back to the Pixels and Dice podcast. Please join our hosts as they bring poorly thought out opinions on game into the table, spew it out as though they know what they are talking about, then wander off back to their caves. Or wherever it is they came from. Seriously, I have no idea what rock these freaks crawled out from underneath, nor should any of us really want to know. I assume it to be a dark place, full of stale pizza and weird pornography. Then again, that doesn't sound all that bad, come to think of it. Anyway, don't get too close. They bite.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bellis.
And, how you holding up?
A little stir-crazy, but getting by.
I'm sure a lot of us are stir-crazy. Oh, wait. We're both considered essential personnel.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah. We get to leave the house. Yay, but I get to go to a hospital. Because that's where I work.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled.
Yes, but see, I have about a month's worth of PTO that I could be using to stay the hell home. But no, I'm important.
Yeah, see, I work an office job that can be done from home, but they refuse to give me a laptop, a phone, and a radio to do so. Because, well, working from home is for salaried personnel. Labor is expected to come to work.
That's because you and your damn evil union.
Yeah, there's some spite going around from management. But hey, you know.
Oh, really?
What can you do?
Management never takes things like that into consideration. They're always honest and forthright.
Yeah. But let's not go there. Let's be upright and upbeat and positive, because that's what people need right now. Upbeat. Positive.
No, they need beat up.
I'm positive I'm going to get sick. But I'm upbeat about it. And no, I just reflexively did the corgi wiggle when I said that, by the way.
That game damaged you. You know that,
right? It has. It has. Don't play Pugmire. It will damage you. You will start doing weird little things like corgi wiggles and whatnot. Anyway.
Well, it could just be that you're weird, too.
No. Me?
Hey, it's always a possibility.
Weird? Not at all.
Sure. Okay.
So anyway, you had an idea for today's show.
Well, yeah. You know, being on lockdown so that you can't go anywhere during your, you know, time off work got me thinking about, you know, well, more lamenting, not thinking, about my gaming group and how it's been a while since I've been able to game, and it really irritates me.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, I know there's other ways to game, and that's what I wanted to talk about, is other ways to game. So, gaming during the apocalypse.
Indeed. And, yes, we are already, just so you know, for Knights of the Tabletop, going to be taking some of this advice.
Well, I would certainly hope so.
I want to record at least 3 months worth of shows over the next 2 months, so yeah.
Okay. Well, I've been working on my character concept. I'm really kind of happy with it.
Cool. So why don't we start with what we're planning on using, just to throw it out there, and that would be Discord.
Yeah, and in addition to that is Dice Maiden, the bot that you added to it so that you can see dice rolls.
It's so good.
Well, it's functional. I wouldn't say it's so good, because there are a lot of other better ways of doing it. It's just they incur a huge amount of money for some of them.
Sure. But, yeah. We're limited. I'll grant you that. It's got some benefits and some negatives. The major benefit is voice chat.
Mm-hmm.
we can talk to each other, and thus we can record the show.
Well, that is true.
We can also share our screens with webcams if we really wanted to, but
nobody really wants to see me.
I'm planning to only, if I have to, share screen to show, like, a map or a handout or something. But those are so rare with my games anyway that I try to do more theater of the mind, my adventures. Which is to say, I'm cheap as hell and don't bother with handouts. So,
well, I'm working on a handout for Coyne's, the next step in his backstory.
Nice.
It should be fun.
Cool. But the idea being is that you can have video connection. You can do maps, things like that, over Discord by sharing your screen. It's not a perfect solution. There are better ones. But just having that voice chat and with Dice Maiden being able to put in exclamation point roll as a command, space, and then D whatever, like D20, and you'll get a result. It'll like roll D20. I just type that in. Rolled a result of 2, rolls 2 in brackets, result of 2. That's not a good roll. But what I'm planning to run when we start recording Knights of the Tabletop is Feng Soy, which has, uses 2d6, but one is a positive dice and one's a negative dice for a yin-yang sort of thing. And you have to subtract the negative die from the positive die. So how do you replicate that? Well, it's very simple. The command, the roll command, 1d6 minus 1d6. It gives result for the first die, a 4. Result for the second die, a 2. Combined, 2. Add that to your particular skill or ability or whatever it is you're trying to do, compare against a target number. Move on.
Yep.
Quick, easy. The only thing it's not missing, or that it is missing, is this, the ability to do an animate, you know, basically a sound of dice rolling. I'm picky. I would love to have that.
Yeah.
But we could live without it. I could have everybody, when they put in the command, roll some dice so it's get picked up by your microphone. You know?
Mm-hmm.
We can figure it out. But, yeah. Anyway, so that's a quick and easy, oh, and by the way, free way to do your gaming online. If you're doing tabletop role-playing.
Yeah.
Plus, you can share files online over Discord, such as you can have people put up PDFs of their character sheets so that they can send you their character sheet before you play, that sort of thing, little stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's useful, but there are better, quote unquote, ways of doing it.
Well, like, and by better, there's Fantasy Ground, which I have looked into Fantasy Ground a little bit. Their base, you know, package is like $10 on Steam.
That's not bad.
And I think the way it works is everybody has to have a copy of it to play. So depending upon the group, could be quite a bit of money. Whereas with like Roll D20, the DM can buy the core game, and then for a lesser amount, buy game versions for everybody else as a package. But you still have to buy the books.
That's the biggest
problem.
For
each of those. Just like D&D Beyond. D&D Beyond is free to download, but if you want access to the books, you have to buy the books. If the DM buys books, he can share them with everybody else.
Right. But it's still buying digital books.
Yeah.
And not all of them are expensive, that sort of thing. But, you know, when you get into these, they get really complicated quick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Fantasy Grounds, I've heard there are packages where you can... I can't remember if it's Fantasy Grounds or Roll20. One of the two. You can buy a Game Master's edition, and it'll give you X amount of licenses to hand out to your friends.
You get four licenses.
And they can play that for free. Mm-hmm. And you buy the books, and then you can share them and all that. And the main reason that's useful is that it makes it... Yeah, the person running the game has to, put out the money, fine. Ask everybody to kick in some dough, whatever. But in the end, it's good because it gives you the ability to throw up your maps and have a, have your virtual miniatures on the screen.
Yeah.
Right there. Super easy. Everybody can be playing from home. They can be using Discord, for example, in the background for their voice chat for free.
Yep.
So that's resolved. All in all, not a bad little idea there. Whether you're going Roll20 or Fantasy Grounds, one of them I've heard is way more user-friendly than the other.
Well, I've been hearing that Roll20 is the most user-friendly of the two. But D&D Beyond is even more so.
Yeah, but D&D Beyond doesn't give you the ability to, like, have your maps out and lay down your miniatures and whatnot. It's basically buy books, make characters, and share adventures.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the ability for you. It's not really on the same level as a Roll20 or a Fantasy Grounds. But it does give you some usefulness online. I personally don't find a need for it. I think it's stupid, to be honest.
Wow.
I already bought books. I don't need to buy more books. If y'all want to buy digital books, feel free, buy digital books. I got my books. I will be happy with my Discord. Maybe I'm just a, set in my ways, old fogey, but I don't need a digital map. Thank you.
Well, I wouldn't mind having a digital setup like that, but no, I don't want to spend that kind of money.
Worst comes to worst, like I said, I can share screens. I've got a webcam. I've got a really nice one. I'll lay out a map. I'll put miniatures on it. I'll aim a webcam at it and share the screen on Discord. Done.
Why are you threatening us?
I'm just saying. Just saying. There's your Fantasy Grounds solved. There's your Roll20 solved. Oh, but we've got so many other features to us. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, and they do. It's just, for us, it's not as, cool and awesome because we prefer to play in person.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just need to make do until, the whole lockdown is done.
Right.
And we can actually interact again.
Oh, yeah. Might be a little while.
We're
working on it, though. Anyway, there are other ways of doing this, but those seem to be the primary.
Well, there's plenty of other companies out there that are producing online ways to play D&D. Some of them look better than others. Some of them, I really want them to be good, but the things I've seen are just, it is so right, it's wrong. Because they've got one where it actually animates your character and moves it. And when they cast a spell, there's an animation for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that feature is so awesome, but it looks so bad. And the animation is so cheesy. It's just, Wow. Yeah. Great concept, bad execution.
Well, that's the problem. But the thing is, that if you want something that looks really good, you can step completely away from the tabletop emulators and just go to a video game. Dungeons and Dragons on Unlimited. A DDO on, you know, Dungeons and Dragons Online.
I know.
Yeah, it's came out in what? 2006?
Something like that.
Yeah, it was horrible. A year before LOTRO. And it has improved over time. It's granted, it's based on 4th edition. It's not the best game out there. But if you're looking for something that feels like D&D and you can play with your friends, will you be able to continue your adventures with them? No, but you can go, okay, for the interim, we're going to do this side campaign. We're going to make characters together and we're going to play these characters together only. The one good thing is it allows your game master to actually get to play. He doesn't have to run the game, he or she. Everybody gets to play. And two, nobody can fully die, so there's a bonus. Three, it'll run on a calculator, so as long as everybody's got a computer from the last decade plus, you're probably going to get to be able to play it. Newer is better, obviously. But, oh, and four, it's free! So, yeah. There's downsides, obviously.
Obviously.
It's set in Eberron. I'm not a fan of Eberron. I think the Warforged are stupid. But aside from that, I've seen worse games, let's put it that way. And it doesn't require you to play as a group. If you do play as a group, you're better off. In fact, if, let's say you got four players, five players, you're probably going to have a really good time. Because the game is really built for you to just jump in. Sure, there's an initial opening bit you got to do solo, but once you get through that and you get to town and you're grouping together, you're solid, you're golden. You should be able to have a pretty darn good time, not just doing the quests that are in the game, but just going out and making your own fun. You can do that. It's not a perfect solution, but it's a way to game with friends.
Yeah.
So, especially if you you got somebody that just can't handle the whole theater of the mind thing, the whole I have to have my miniatures or I have to have a representation of me that I could see or I just can't get into the game. You know, an idiot. If you got one of them in your group, they're perfect. And I suggest you make them the tank. Go.
That would not go over well.
You, go get beat up. We'll stand back here and chat, and we'll help you out eventually. What? We didn't say anything? No. No. Go on. Feel free. Yeah, that sort of thing. If you can't tell, I don't feel great, and I'm in a pissy mood.
No. Really?
I keep having to hit my dump button.
Ah. Why?
Because I have a cough.
Oh. I thought you were just upset about, you know, possibly cursing on the channel.
Fuck. No, of course not. Not on this show.
Okay.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Well, and if you can't get a gaming group together for online gaming, there are plenty of live stream services out there. They're not gaming right now, so you're not going to get anything new. But you could check out or catch up on shows like Harmon Quest or Critical Role or I'm drawing a blank on the name, Dungeons of Drakenheim. or Shadows of Drakenheim, depending upon which season you're talking about. You know, there's all kinds of different games out there that are running D&D.
Well, it doesn't even have to be D&D. There's like 12 million different actual play live streams going on, or podcasts, or and you can catch up on them. Some are just starting now. Well, if they're doing it in person, they're doing it wrong. Or they've got back shows. May I suggest the entire first season of Knights of the Tabletop, available on your favorite podcasting services.
Shameless.
I am shameless. Also at squirmy.com. You knew it was coming.
Well, of course.
I'm not the one who brought up the actual plays. You were, sir. You were.
Yeah, I know. Because I've been trying to find something to take the place of Critical Role. You know, some catalog that I can go through. And I am just, I don't know, I'm not finding a good substitute that I can, you know, go in their playlist and start watching.
You finally ran out of Critical Roles?
Oh, I ran out of Critical Roles a long time ago. I've been just waiting week to week to watch them, and then this happened, and, well, I haven't been able to watch it.
Yeah. Well, hey, things will get better eventually.
Oh, I hope so.
So, you have any
other... As long as we don't have zombies walking the street, we're okay.
Yeah, yeah. Not yet, anyway. Do you have any other thoughts about this topic?
Not really. It was mostly just an off-the-cuff kind of topic. I just thought, you know, most everybody out there who's into gaming is already aware of online gaming and what it entails and what's involved. But, you know, there's more there than I thought there was.
Mm-hmm. And, if you have a Discord server, Dice Maiden... You need it. It's free. It's super simple to install. If you've installed a bot before, you just give it permission and boom, it's good. It's in. Doesn't need super special stuff. You just, it's not like you're giving it command to your Discord server. You give it the ability to post, to read posts and to post. That's pretty much it. So it can tell that I have put in my... Roll 2d100, which came up with a result of 85. Why would anybody make that roll?
At a potential of 200?
Yeah, 65 and a 20. That's not bad. Not that anybody's ever going to use that, but you never know. Anyway, so aside from that, we have another topic today. You know how at the start of March, we had started talking about, briefly, for a couple weeks, we had talked a little bit about various events that were coming up in for like Renaissance fairs, pirate fairs, furry conventions, that sort of thing, gaming conventions, cosplay, whatnot. Well, that quickly caught a severe chest cold and had to go to the hospital. And is now on a ventilator, so we had to stop that. Obviously, nobody's getting together for these events, and it's kind of a bad deal. Especially for many of my friends who are in the Ren Fair and pirate community. Especially artists, performers, and vendors.
Oh, yeah.
They have basically had their livelihoods ripped out from underneath them. To
shafted,
a large degree.
Might say.
They are, in many ways, quite screwed. Now, hopefully they will be able to recover. Many are trying to do online stuff and whatnot. You know, online stores, that sort of thing. To try and get some income going in. And that's great. And towards that end, I know someone, a very nice lady, who performs under the name of Fairy Princess Lolly. At a lot of the Northwest fairs. She also has her own event, the Fairy Blossom Festival, up in Washington, usually in June. I'm not sure what's going to happen with it this year. They've been going for, I want to say, 5 years, close to that. Anyway, point is, she also has a YouTube channel called Faye Productions. And this is something you want to check out because she's got something new going on. Just started up a few weeks ago. She's doing live streams. Now, actually, she and some friends have been doing live streams for the Faye community for a while now. They've got a Faye Council meetings, things like that. It's good fun. But now she's doing something called Vaudeville Palooza, where you can go on if you're a performer, and she live streams it. She did a Spring Equinox, for example. They did a live stream of people doing fire spinning. So there was like four different fire dancers all performing on different screens that she'd highlight and whatnot. And so that's fun. Basically, she'll run these live streams, and you, as a performer or an artist or a vendor, you can sign up to be one of these live streams. In fact, just recently, she did the Handmade Home Shopping live stream, where they were going to have some vendors on showing off their wares and whatnot, trying to drum up some sales. That is absolutely a fantastic idea. Because it's one thing for you to get a website. If you're a vendor or a musician, whatever, right? You can get your name out there on a website. You can do stuff by yourself on YouTube or Twitch or Facebook or whatever, right? You can do that. But when you have an established presence like Faye Productions, like Fairy Princess Lolly, who's been doing this for years, she's been a part of the YouTube community and the Facebook community for a while.
Right.
So she knows what she's doing, right? Plus, like I said, she runs her own event, and she is an established performer in the scene. She knows what she's doing, not just in the Northwest. I believe she's gone over and done some stuff on the East Coast as well. So, anyway, she knows what she's up to. And if you, as an artist or a performer or a vendor, can hook up with this and be a part of one of these events, and if I recall, they're going on roughly weekly. They just started recently. So, be a part of that, and they're not just on YouTube, but on Facebook as well. So you've got automatically that reach. That's much better than you being some vendor who just creates a website and hopes that you can get your name out there. In this, you can create your website, maybe have your online selling presence there, and then do this live stream, get eyeballs on your content, and then bring them over to sell, you know, buy some your stuff at your website. It's a win-win for all concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw that she was doing this, I'm like, oh, we got to talk about that. That is so good. It is not, by any means, it is not a replacement for a fair. It's not. But with everybody stuck sitting in their houses, going stir crazy, like you're saying, running out of stuff to watch, watch this. Go to YouTube, Faye Productions, check out their playlists, Vaudeville Palooza, Handmade Home Shopping. Check out all of her other videos too. They've got all kinds of good stuff there, featuring lots of great content. And like I said, it's not a fair. No. But you're not going to a fair anyway right now. This is as good as you're going to get. And
yeah,
it's pretty darn good. So, yeah.
Give it a shot.
Indeed. Absolutely. It's one of those things where I wholeheartedly go, oh, yep, y'all need to do this. Y'all need to check this out because... damn. And that, I'm Yeah. I know that's not your sort of thing.
No, but I'm still going to check it out just because, you know, I mean, they need support.
Oh, my God. Like, the wife found toilet paper.
Woohoo.
10 just showed me a 4-pack of Angel Soft. It's 8:29 in the morning. How did you find that?
Because it ate something in the morning.
No. It's usually sold out by like 7.
People are starting to slow down on
I don't know. Wow. Awesome. No, it's fine. She said she thought pretty much everybody had what they needed. You can never have enough toilet paper. Anyway, that was a weird segue.
You go where you go.
Well, now I can go where I want to go. I have toilet paper. You led right into it. It had to be said. Anyway.
You do you.
I'm sure Fairy Princess Lolly's like, oh, yeah, great. You're going to feature us on your show. Oh, it's that show. Oh. Yeah, sorry.
He's thinking, it's okay. We'll recover. We'll recover.
I hope so. Anyway. So that's all I got for today. How about you?
I don't have anything else. I mean, video games are great and all, and they'll scratch that itch for a little while, but nothing compares to actual gaming.
Straight up tabletop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or LARPing.
I'm not twitching yet, but it's getting there.
Okay, then. So, till next time, I'm Squirmus.
And I'm Bayless.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Thanks for joining us for another Pixels and Dice podcast. If you did get too close and caught a nip from one of our hosts, please get that wound treated promptly, as it is likely to fester. Otherwise, feel free to check out our other podcasts, blogs, and assorted nonsense at scormy.com. Leave a comment, if you will. Stroking their egos goes a long way towards keeping the hosts in their hovels, thus keeping the rest of society free of them.